So I remember we walked through the mud and the sludge in the street. We finally got to where the London Avenue canal had breached, and we looked back, and where there were houses, it was just all just gone.
And I remember at this point, you were really panicking, because the houses that were right there at the breach, only a couple blocks from your house, were gone. There was nothing.
And water was still running.
Right.
Was still trickling down.
Even though they had sealed it, it was just big rocks that they had sealed it with, and it was still trickling. We got a picture of the running water. It looks like a nice waterfall, but it's actually running into a neighborhood where people lived, your neighborhood.
Yeah.
We'd hear the occasional helicopter flying over, and it was the military.
They were.
We were not supposed to be out of our car. We were afraid that they would spot us from the helicopter.
We would try to duck under trees when the helicopters would fly by, and we could hear them because we didn't want to be walking around.
Yeah.
So then, once we're finally at the house, the only option now is to go in.
We couldn't get the wooden door open. I remember struggling to get the wrought iron door open. So once, at that point, everything was ruined anyway. So we had to kick the door in. That was the only option to get inside your house, to see what it looked like on the inside. The windows were boarded up. We couldn't see anything.
So we finally kicked the door down, and I remember when we finally got in, there was still water in my house. It was about an inch or two of water just covered in everything, and everything was damp, and it was very surreal. It was like someone took everything you owned and soaked it in water and put it in a blender and just mixed it all up and threw it throughout the house.
It smelled terrible. It smelled like old decay and dead bodies.
Yeah.
I remember having trouble breathing, but we still went room to room.
Room to room, and I took pictures, and at this point I wasn't even sure I was going to tell my parents I'd made it back. I didn't know what to do. It had flooded all the way to the top of the closets. The very, very top of each closet was thankfully not flooded. And it's strange in life, the things you end up putting at the top of the closets, sometimes the most important things. My parents had a lot of baby pictures of me, and their wedding album was up there, and some things they'd given each other when they were still dating in college, they had up there. So of all the things, then...
Then I heard a meow. It was so quiet, I could have heard anything, I could have heard anything, and it was coming from your house.
Yeah, and I remember you ran back in, and you grabbed me, and you're like, did you have a cat? And I said, yeah, I did, and, it was an outside cat, so we didn't take her.
Right.
April.
If the cat could tell the story, the cat would probably have the most interesting story.
The cat would have a good story.
And so on the way back out, being teenagers and having a camera and taking a picture of everything, I had to stop Wyatt and say, hey, this is a Kodak moment. Turn around, let me see the cat, get a picture of you and the cat. And so there it is, you with trees down in the background,
everything
destroyed
was gray.
Neighborhood. You panicked with your shirt back on inside out and the cat poking its head out of the bag.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah, a lot of things change in 10 years.